From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Russia. Speaking in Brussels, Kerry called Russia's support for the Syrian government, in his words, irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised. He said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the top U.N. human rights official is calling for limits on the use of the veto power by the U.N. Security Council's five permanent members to halt the tragedy unfolding in East Aleppo in northern Syria. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein likens the horrors being inflicted on the citizens of Aleppo to those that occurred in cities such as Warsaw, Stalingrad, and Dresden. High Commissioner spokesman Rupert Colville says the relentless bombing of Aleppo bears all the hallmarks of the destruction of those cities in World War II.
We don't think that's an inappropriate analogy given the scale of destruction in Aleppo.
During the past 10 days, the World Health Organization reports 342 people have been killed, but it says the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Yemen is experiencing one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world, but most media attention is on Syria. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. The storm brought heavy rain and wind as it swirled on toward Cuba and the Bahamas. Forecasters say Matthew could hit Florida toward the end of the week and push its way up the east coast of the U.S. over the weekend. This is VOA News.